I cry with you.
The next application is case number 11492, the application of Calvary Baptist Church. The site is located southwest of Route 113, DuPont Boulevard, approximately 1,302 feet northwest of Road 431, Shortley Road, with a 911 address of 22860 South DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 135, Map 23, Parcel 6. Requesting a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure as a classroom. We received no letters of opposition, no letters of support, no mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
J. Frank Perdue, 23304 Remetra Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Okay. Can you wait right here? Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sir, Peter Radford, 28425 Cedar Ridge Drive, Millsboro, Delaware.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
This is Frank Perdue, Seaver, not Frank Perdue, the Perdue
Company. I'm Banker Frank, not Chicken Frank. Good evening. What we're asking to do is to place a portable classroom, if you call it that. It's a 24 by 60 structure that has been used as a classroom by the Woodbridge School District. And they used it up until September. They used it through summer school. Now that they built the new high school.
Mr. Chairman, he needs some help back there. For a minute so I can help him out? Thank you, sir.
Just a moment, sir. Yeah.
Is he okay, man? Yeah.
He's got to do it by himself.
I'm sorry?
He's got to do it by himself.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Okay, no problem. What we're asking to do, we're located just south of First State Chevy and just north of the SPCA, directly across from the parole and probation office. What we want to do is to place a temporary classroom, and once we get that established, then we're looking at tearing down the old building out in front of our new structure. We have a new church building that's been there about 9 years, and then we're going to look to apply to build a multi-purpose room behind the new structure down the road. But in order to do that, we need to establish some classroom. And as I stated before, Woodbridge School District has been using this structure, and they're ready to get rid of it. And so we would bring it down and block it, anchor it, as the specs that we're supposed to do. And then we hope to get rid of the old building. And that will become parking out front, and you'll be able to see our new building.
Okay.
And that's our plan.
All right, sir. We'll see if there's any questions. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Rickard.
How many people do you say are going to use that structure?
It's mainly for children.
Right.
And we probably have, this is Pastor Radford. He's our pastor.
Pastor.
25, 30 or less?
Yeah, 25 to 30 children.
Yeah.
Approximately the amount, yeah.
And what are the hours you're going to be in there? Are they going
to be just Sunday and Wednesday night.
Sunday and Wednesday night from when to when? To what time?
Sunday we have service at, our Sunday school starts at 10.
So the service is 10 to 12, and then in the evening from 5 to 6:30, and then on Wednesday the times are 7 to 8 o'clock.
Right.
And after that, they're not occupied.
No, okay. Pretty much.
Gotcha.
No.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Warden?
A question.
Mr. Mills?
Okay, I see where you're proposing to put that.
Yeah, there's a grove of trees right behind that, what used to be Safe Light Auto. It's the Red Order of Red Men building.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't even be able to see it from the road.
Gotcha.
Where we're proposing to put it.
You do understand it's you're requesting for the maximum period of 5 years.
That's correct.
If in the event that your plans don't happen in that amount of time or before, then you would need to reapply.
Yes, we do understand that.
Okay.
We have a 5-year plan. Lord willing, it'll all come together.
Sounds good. No other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
And you don't feel that the placement of this mobile classroom would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing or seeing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant's testified that he does not feel that the request would affect substantially adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and we haven't heard testimony to the contrary, so I make a motion we approve case number 11,492.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,492. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
I was trying to tell you something.
5 years.
For 5 years. For a period of 5 years.
Should put that in your motion.
Okay. I'm sorry, yes.
That's fine.
And Mr. Mills?
For a period
of
5 years.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,492 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Thank you very much.
Okay.